And I want to ask you to find a posture and just allow yourself to feel these sacred words arising inside the mind. You can coordinate them with the breathing if that feels natural. It usually is for me. I generally start to. Bring the breath and the mantra into some sort of connection with each other when I practice with mantra. But even better at this moment would just be to allow those thoughts, those words to arise. The breath is going on in any way it does, but every now and then you just introduce the thought Om Aim Hrim Klim into your mind field, into your stream of consciousness. And just allow that thought to begin to become more and more present inside your own consciousness. And I'm going to suggest that for this moment you actually focus on it in a fairly attentive way. And now begin to sense what we sometimes call the felt sense of the mantra. Of the space that the mantra leaves inside your inner consciousness. So you allow the mantra to repeat itself inwardly, and then you focus on the space that the mantra syllables leave inside the mind. And you focus on that space for as long as it remains palpable, and when other thoughts start to arise, you come back to the mantra and you go through the process again very, very gently. Om Aim Hrim Klim, and then focus on that space that it leaves within the consciousness of the mind. If you can allow your attention to very gently, with no strain or forcing, start to tune in to that field, that space of the mind colored by the sacred syllables of the mantra. This is one of the ways we set the Shakti, the Spanda, on her own path, is by allowing that power within the mind to take the shape of sacred sound, of mantra. And then to begin to recognize how, as the mantra merges with the consciousness of what we call mind, one can become more and more deeply aware that that quivering, vibrating, throbbing energy that gives rise to thoughts and images, that literally throbs with creativity as your own mind, can begin to expand and reveal its loving, pulsing nature as Spanda Shakti. Through the intersection of the mantra and the consciousness of the one who repeats it, and even though thoughts, other thoughts may be arising, you can allow the extraordinary love power that's intrinsic in the mantra syllables to subtly permeate consciousness of the mind, and then rest for moments in that space it leaves, in the aftertaste, the residue of the syllables. And allow the Spanda Shakti of liberation embedded in the mantra to carve its own subtle pathways inside your inner consciousness. And gradually return you to the loving spaciousness that is your true nature. Which manifests in that space where the mantra meets the field of the mind, which manifests in the loving conjunction of breath and body, which manifests in the awareness of pure awareness, holding everything as it arises and subsides, and which is always throbbing and pulsating and vibrating as the blissful power of Spanda Shakti. Who is radiantly living as every particle of yourself. Who is present even in the most contracted experience. Who is always waiting to be recognized, to be known, to be seen as you, as your truth, as your power. as yourself.